does it feel to think about taking back your life? You can take back your life at any point in your life. That is a part of the motto that Yolanda Gray lives by. She's our guest today, and we're going to get right into it right after this intro.
Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all those that are joining us from all across the world wide web. Thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard everywhere online and all kinds of podcast places and all that good stuff. So we say hello and welcome to all those that are coming on in from Facebook, coming on in from Periscope, from YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast and iTunes and Stitcher and iHeartRadio and TuneIn, and you might be just hanging out at my website, charvette.com. We are so excited to have you here for this show. And listen, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we are going to be doing just that today. Listen, let me tell you a little bit about my guest that is coming on up to the mic momentarily. She's hanging out in the green room. We have Yolanda Gray with us, and she is a faith-based coach, speaker, and author for Christian professional women who's ready to get on the path to abundant life. And that's authentically, confidently, and powerfully. Listen, Yolanda is an author, and I'm so excited because she is a co-author in one of the books that I've been a visionary author for. She's a co-author in Propel, and then she's also a co-author in Gusty Tales, Off the Rails, and she has an earned bachelor's degree in human development, a master's degree in human relations, and a certification in professional life coaching through P4 Coaching Institute, ICF accredited program. And Yolanda is here today to talk to us because one of her main themes is it's never too late to take back your life. So as you're coming on in, we say hello, hello, hello. Welcome to all those that are here. Hey, Joy, we want to greet some of our viewers and some of our listeners. Hello, Patricia Dyer, all the way up in New York. Thank you so much for listening. And Patricia said, I am ready to get on that path. We are going to help you today. Shout out to my biological sister, my blood sister. Hey, Kim, listening in from Periscope. And so we are glad to have you. So let's go ahead and bring up our guest today again. Coming up to the mic, Yolanda Gray, welcome to the show.
How are you? I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me here today.
We are excited to have you. And certainly, I think this is such a good time to talk to you with, you know, us currently at the air date of this show. The world is in a pandemic. And so I think that there may be a lot of people who feel like their life is kind of out of control, that things have been taken from them. You know, let's talk about kind of this take back your life and what you help people with.
Okay, well, take back your life actually came from my own story. After I, at 31 years old, went into recovery from alcoholism, and I started listening to the stories of women, men too, but mostly the stories of women, I realized that what we had lived as women most of our lives, I'm talking about the women in the groups, mm-hmm. were lives of out of control, you know, it's out of control lifestyle, but it all mm-hmm. stemmed around this fear of the world, fear of man, fear of the world, and fear that they were not ever good enough or worth anything. And so this created a victim mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it and didn't even know it, because I would have told you that it was people, places, and things that got me to where I was. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. I didn't, you know, had no control. And I finally one day decided, as I surrendered, to God, and I got some help. And I'm so grateful for those early days of sobriety with the women that came around me. I was able to take back my life. And I say, we take back our life for the one that God created us for.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was how many years ago? Like when you kind of
34 years ago, I was a child.
many moons ago. And so, now we're in this space and a lot of people with the pandemic that is going on. How have women in particular been impacted from your assessment?
From the conversations I'm having and from what I'm seeing out in social media and just in just basically in conversations, mm-hmm. there's a big fear. And anytime we go to fear or any kind of worry, we begin this rumination, so we have a hard time getting out of it. So yeah. All we think about is what could happen, what might happen. And then again, there we are feeling victimized with no control over our lives. And really that's what happened when it shut down. We all lost control over our, not physically, not spiritually or mentally. What happened was we shut down and we shut down because of the isolation and also because we didn't feel that we had any control over anything.
My goodness. And so the impact really is great because, there are people who are like, I'm in control of my life. I'm in control of everything. And, before the Corona and all this, and then now here, everyone on a little bit of a same playing field. So there's people who are maybe dealing with fears, maybe some anxiety that they've never felt before. What do you have a response around that?
Well, that's true because, again, when everything's going great and you've been on this track, maybe you didn't have my life, maybe you didn't have my journey where I had to learn this process as I was an older one, in my 30s. But what happens is you begin to realize these things that we took for granted. Mm. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't go there. Oh, I can't see anybody. And that isolation also causes great anxiety. And it actually causes the serotonin in your brain to go down. So you start going down. It's not your fault. You just start going down. And so we have had to learn new ways, which this is one of them. Zoom is another one. It's not the same, but we are so adaptable too and resilient, especially women. I've been watching women, reinvent themselves, innovate, create new ways to connect with their audience or with their friends or their family. That we've had to do that. But in the meantime, it creates this anxiety and you can feel it in your body if you stop and say, okay, what's going on right now? Why do I feel paralyzed? Why do I feel overwhelmed? Why do I feel sad? What's going on? And, it's okay to say I'm feeling sad because I can't see my family. That's okay. It's just that when you start going down the dark black hole, then it's not okay.
Then it's not okay. And so could you share maybe three to five tips for those that may be feeling that either out of control or the anxiety? Do you have a few tips that they can practice and can use?
Yes. Well, because I am a Christian coach and I come from a biblical perspective, I always remember that, we have to stand in truth no matter what we're feeling. So when we begin to feel or have these emotions, then we have to stand in the truth of the scripture that says that that God did not give us a spirit of fear. He, he gave us one of power and a sound mind, and we have that within us. And so we can't call it up alone, though. So it's always important to reach out to somebody, to try to connect with somebody, not on Zoom, maybe a phone call or, maybe on the porch the way I see people doing, but somewhere that you can connect to get help. And then also to get into the word and just meditate, pray, journal, write. To me, that has been most important. We're going to look back on these times and we're going to go, wow, I came through that. I came through that fire.
Yeah.
And one thing I want to share is one of the things I'm noticing too is that, you know, we are creatures of habit and worry is the habit. So when we worry or we get into this habitual what if this happens, what if that happens, we start reaching for the things that are going to bring us comfort. Mm. And so you see all these memes out there. It said, one of them said, I'm either going to become a monk, a chunk, or a drunk. I mean, they're not joking.
Right.
You know, they're not joking because we are looking to fill that space that's going to make us feel comfortable just for the moment.
Wow, that is powerful. And those that are listening in and just coming on in, hey, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're hanging out here with Yolanda Gray, professional certified life coach, speaker, author, the Take Back Your Life coach. And we're just chatting it up here. If you are listening live on any of our platforms, yes. Patricia said, yes, that's good food. That's good food right there. Thank you so much. Give us some hearts and over in Periscope, give us some hearts. Yes, Cherie said, worry is a habit. I actually want you to talk a little more about that. I think that is very powerful that we don't think about that being a habit. Oreo, like Oreo milkshakes from Cookout. Hey, Wendy, comedian.
Oh, quiet. That would be. Yes, yes.
Talk about that habit of worry.
Okay, so. You know, if you ever heard, for me, I come from a long line of worriers, right? My grandma was the worrier. She worried about everything. It didn't always come out as worry. It came out in, don't go there, don't do this, don't do that, mm-hmm. you know? So everything, it's all fear-based.
Yeah.
You know, and fear is always about worrying that we're going to lose something or worrying that we're not going to get something that we want.
Yeah.
So worrying about something, you're going to lose something and worry that you're not going to get something. And so think about that in terms of what we've been living the past couple of months. Mm-hmm. And you can see where it would start to manifest. But some people are born worriers. And I think I was, but mm-hmm. I have learned through the Lord, you know, through just being with being, you know, having that Holy Spirit fill me up and also getting help for the rumination, because the ruminating thoughts are what keep you from moving forward. They're mm-hmm. what keep you from taking back your life. The devil has the, you know, he gets his little hooks in there and starts showing you what you need to be worried about. And you know what? It's most of the time it's nothing you can do anything about anyway.
False evidence appearing real oftentimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And so worry, so since worry is a habit, then that means we could break the habit.
Right. And a break the habit, like any habit, it's going, and you know, and we have these, and I don't understand all of science, but I do understand the neurological pathways that it creates. That's the same thing when you listen to praise and worship music that they have found, science has found that it creates these neurons in your pathways in your brain that can change you. You know, it changes your mindset. And I'll tell you, I am not that person that came in to the rooms of recovery. I have transcended the worry. And even though I'm in fear sometimes, I have to sit back and consciously say, okay, first, God, take this away. And second, what is it? Where is this worry coming from? And why? Mm-hmm. What am I worried about? Check it. It'll be something that you think you're going to lose or something that you're afraid you're not going to get.
Oh, that is so good. And we have a listener, viewer comment or question. So one can inherit worry. Can we inherit worry?
I think that it's more of your environment, you know, how you grew up. Because consequently, my grandma was a worrier and my dad worried. And my dad actually kept us from exploring or from, you know, he was so protective of us. You know, we're always worrying that something was going to happen to us. And when you're living under that, you begin to worry like, oh, is something going to happen to me? Uh-huh. So it just becomes a worry. I don't want to say it's in your genes. Maybe someone who's more scientific can answer that question. But I do know that it is, number one, it's a spirit. So my grandma had a spirit on her. My mm-hmm. dad had a spirit of fear on him. I had a spirit of fear. And every once in a while, it will try to come back.
Well said.
Yes.
Well said. Thank you. Also, listen, Cherie said you are teaching hashtag break every chain. And I definitely want to throw up this comment from Patricia Dyer, who does liturgical dance, Yolanda, and praise and worship. Oh. And she said, yes, praise and worship shifts the atmosphere.
It does.
Talking about that, that fear there that kind of comes in on people. And you actually wrote a blog post that said, ditch your fear. So it's on your website. And let listeners know your website address.
It's yolandagray.com. And that is where we post blogs every month. And yes, I talked about fear. You know, what came to me was that scripture that says anxiety in the heart causes depression. And I thought about that because anxiety is actually chronic worry. It's like over and over and over again. And so think about that. Now you feel like you don't have any control over your life because you're worrying about things that you think is going to happen or the uncertainty. You know, we're living right now with a lot of uncertainty. How are we going to live? You know, how are we going to live within the walls of our home and be okay?
Yeah.
You know, we are hearing a lot about what's happening in the mental health field with suicides. And I'm sure that alcoholism, drug addiction, and domestic violence, all of that is up as well.
So we definitely need people like you in our lives and others to refocus us and remind us you can take it back. If it feels all out of control and all out of place, you can take it back. I think this is a great spot for a commercial break. And so we're going to let you rest in the virtual green room. We're going to shout out that we're going to be back because I want to talk more about that blog post of ditching your fear and also giving our listeners some more tips because you have things that they can enroll in. You do vision boards. I want to talk a little bit more about journaling. So we're going to handle that the second half of the show.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Great. All right, listeners, we are going to go to a quick commercial break. Keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Thank you so much for all of us. So glad that all of you all are here. Here we go.
Strategically Inspired Solutions is your source for personal and professional development services. Our dedicated team of transformational coaches, speakers, and consultants know how to drive innovation and deliver high impact results. In our one-on-one or group coaching programs, you will discover and design the authentic life you have always desired. Strategically Inspired Solutions also offers comprehensive consulting services to small, mid-size, and large firms. We invite you to join our family of clients and partners by visiting our website at www.cismotivation.com. We look forward to working with you in creating a newfound purpose, vision, and energy for yourself, your company, and within your communities.
All right. Shout out to Sis Motivation, this month's sponsor. Connect with Sabrina Page, and you can really find out everything you need kind of in the line of what we've been talking about. Welcome to all those that are tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. Hey, Periscope, give me some hearts. Hello for those that are listening from YouTube and certainly all across Facebook and Twitter. We appreciate you so much. We've been hanging out here chatting with Yolanda Gray. Listen, thank you. Angela said, this is good. Thank you for listening. Absolutely. Wendy Lee, comedian, Quiet Storm, connect with her. Wow, this is very enlightening. Awesome. And definitely, yes, hashtag break every chain, Cherise, because anxiety and fear and all of that, they feel like chains. And so let's bring our guest back up to the studio here, Yolanda Gray, back with us. And so I want to continue our conversations because you you wrote a detailed blog post about ditching fear. And so I definitely want you to just talk a little bit more about that and a couple things. You know, if we can act like this is a one of your one-on-one coaching sessions, you know, you would have with a client, and just between us and however many thousands of listeners, how would you help somebody that's feeling the fear, maybe even some of that anxiety, and they want to take back their life?
That is a great question, Charvette. So many times we don't even know that we are operating from fear.
Mm-hmm.
Our behavior is manifesting in all kinds of different ways. For me, it used to be drinking, but it could be spending, it could be eating, it could be procrastinating, it could be doing nothing. The scripture says anxiety in the heart causes depression. The worry and anxiety come from that spirit of fear. Until I realized it was a spirit, I thought it was me. You know, I thought it was something in my brain and my mind that was, that was causing me all this trouble. And so what happens is, what happened for me and how I work with others is, you know, we start talking, when we start talking about what's missing in their life, it's these baby steps that you take. You know, what do you want in your life? And then why don't you have it? You know, mm-hmm. and what have you done to get it? You know, God, Jesus said, I came to give you the abundant life. I was a Christian woman when I went into recovery. I was teaching Sunday school and I could not.
My goodness.
Oh, yes.
Wait, we got to stick a pin right here, because this is authenticity. Like, this is real talk right here. Thank you for sharing that, because there are people who go through things and like, well, once I'm a Christian, well, I'm not going to go through anything. And that's not the case.
No. And I was really angry at God because he wouldn't help me to stop, you know, and I realized when I heard his still soft voice say, well, just put the drink down. That's step one, right? So, but I was miserable. Plus, you know, you feel like an imposter, right? I was like, I'm a Sunday school teacher. Not only that, I got divorced as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not ashamed of my story anymore. I was ashamed of my life and of myself. So when I began looking at the things that had happened, the things that I had, you know, provoked in life to what they call manufacture my own misery. Mm-hmm. I began to realize it was all fear-based. And those two things, afraid of losing something, for me, it was, I was afraid of people seeing who I really was.
Mm.
That was just one thing.
Wow.
And then the other thing, because I put on a pretense. I lived with somebody, I was married to somebody who, you know, had a lot of problems and nobody knew. So it was a huge surprise when I got divorced to the family, to everybody, because I hid everything inside and because I was so fearful. So I lived a lot of my life that way. And so when I came back, these were the questions that were asked to me. It was, you know, what are you afraid of? Where did this fear come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fear of man, that was a huge one.
Yeah.
The fear of people seeing who I really was and not liking me,
mm-hmm.
and all the codependent issues that go around that. And so I had to work through those fears. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of us, and I'm just going to say this out loud, that when we're in these relationships that don't work and we think it's because we don't want to be alone, it's really because we're trying to make something that is not ordained by God to work.
Ooh, ouch or amen, listeners. Ouch or amen.
Okay, I was 19 years in my marriage, so I'll receive that paddle. So when you start uncovering all the fear, it's not really a fear of being alone. It's a fear of finding out who you really are.
Mm.
And when our identity is not based in Christ and who he says we are, that's when all the trouble starts. And fear is one component. Our habits are another. Our addictions are another. Our toxic relationships, the work we go into is another. Mm-hmm. When you do, when grad school, we had to do a genogram on on work, on our careers. So it started with your great, as far back you can go to see, and you would fill in the blanks with the work that they did, you know, all the way down to you. And what I saw in there was I always took the safer route.
Wow.
Because there was security in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's one of my top values. However, it was the fear that was driving me to not just rise up in the identity that I was born into as a daughter of the living king.
Yeah.
And so that took a long time. It is process. And, you know, I talk to clients all the time when they go, oh, I messed up again. It's like, yeah, you will. You'll go 10 steps forward and 15 back, you know. But as long as you pick yourself up, dust yourself off.
Keep moving, right? And we do have a question actually from a viewer and a listener. So are you, thank you, Tracy. Are you stating that fear turns into or triggers various addictions?
I'm saying that fear is the cause of the addiction, which is a symptom. The addiction is just the symptom. The fear is the underlying cause. When your fear gets triggered, then it's not going to trigger your addiction. It's going to go, you're going to say, you have this, what they call, you have this overload of emotion, whether it's fear, worry, whatever it is, and you're feeling out of control or overwhelmed, then you want to shut that down. And so if you're not practiced into saying, to turning to faith instead of fear, then what you're going to do is you're going to go get that thing to shut that down. So the trigger is the fear is the trigger and the symptom is the addiction.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. Hot off the press.
Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Thank
that.
You. Listen, Wendy Lee is saying this is good. We need, this needs to be an hour. This needs to be an hour. Welcome to all those that are tuning in. We're hanging out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, chatting it up here with Yolanda Gray, professional certified life coach, author, speaker, the Take Back Your Life Queen. Take Back Your Life Coach. Yolanda, what is, so that people can follow and connect with you, what's your website address and all the places on social media that they can follow you?
Okay. Well, LinkedIn, I'm Yolanda Gray. Facebook, Yolanda Gray. And Instagram, I'll be changing this, but it's ygray3386.
All right.
And that's actually my sobriety date, 3386.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And let's see, yolanda@yolandagray.com is my email. And you can reach me on Messenger as well.
All right. Great connection points. And if you're hanging out at charvette.com, we have a full blog post and a website address. And I have tagged in all those different social media sites. So I know you guys are following and checking me out and you can connect there. Yolanda, do you have anything coming up? I know that you offer sessions and classes. Can you let us know what you have available for the listeners?
Sure. And can I just share just something really, really quickly?
Sure. We have time.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, the anecdote to fear is faith. Always.
Yeah.
That is the anecdote to fear. It is a spirit. When we realize that, then we can work to eradicate it. Not all the time. I mean, it's not always going to be gone because the devil is always busy in the details. But I want to say that what I learned, especially during this time right now and watching all the social media, people are afraid. That's why they're angry. And that's why they're hateful. Under all of that is fear. I'm telling you, if you start talking to those people, they will tell you, you'll begin to hear the fear that they have. They're losing something. They're losing a lot. Okay. They're not going to be able to get what they wanted. Okay. But this is what I learned about faith. And I'll drop the scriptures, but faith always tells us to expect good things, even when we can't see them.
Yes.
faith gives us the confidence to praise God in everything.
Mm-hmm.
It gives us the courage to depend on God through the anytime, any life, anything that's going on in our life. And it gives us joy. Faith always gives us joy that isn't dependent on what's happening out there. Paul is a perfect example. He was under house arrest when he wrote his best epistles.
Mm.
But much like we are right now. Faith gives us strength to live through the things that we have no control over, because we always know that this too shall pass.
Yes.
That's what faith tells us. I've been this way before. It doesn't look exactly like this, but this too shall pass. And I know that God's going to take me through it and I'm going to be okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I want to share that on a high note because, you know, as Christian women, we've got what so many women really need right now. My heart's breaking for some of them out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going down really fast. And it's, you know, I'm just saying prayers. But right now, I decided from all of this that was buzzing around and writing these blog posts that I was going to gather some women. It's a very small group, but it's not full. And I was going to gather some women to meet over the next 5 weeks, beginning this Thursday, via Zoom, of course, 7 o'clock. And we're just going to be sharing these things. I'm going to lead a topic discussion on the things that are most important. Addiction's going to be part of it, but not addiction from a clinical perspective or like mine, but the worry habit, the worry addiction. We're going to be talking about taking care of our health, you know, because if we've been inside and we have not been taking care of our health, then we're not going to have the strength for what's outside to make it, you know, to make it. So I'm gathering these women. I think I have 5 slots left, but what I'm doing, and you can message me, Yolanda at yolandagray.com, or you can just send me an instant message on Facebook. What I'm doing is I'm talking to the women to make sure that it's going to be something that they really want to do and fit in. It's going to be an hour and 15 minutes. But it's going to be intimate. It's like how I do all my groups when I do them in person. That's what's been really on my heart.
Right. You're used to meeting clients in person.
I love that. I love gathering gathering with women in a group and having food and sharing from our heart. But, you know, I've been doing the Zoom and it's working out. So I'm going to do that this Tuesday.
Awesome. And so, and they can contact you and get their slot, and there's a small investment. I mean, it's not a lot at all, but definitely connect. And then are there other things you have coming like down the pike?
I do. There is a still go, the big retreat in October, Refresh Retreat 2020. I'm really excited about that. And in between then, I'm really not sure. And Charvette, I haven't really spoken with you about this, but I'm going to try to keep gathering women, and hopefully at some time that we'd be able to gather together. Ascend 2020 is nearing its end. It was a 6-month group. We're ending that in June. And then we might be moving to North Carolina.
Yeah, like this is hot off the press. Wow, we don't want you to have Virginia, but you know, we North Carolina is a great state. So,
well, we haven't had a chance to chat. So that's what, you know, we talked last time we talked. It was like I was going to have all this in the works, and then my husband wants to retire, and he's, you know, we're downsizing and moving near family, and so it's exciting, but it's also, as you know, anytime there's a change and you're trying to run a business.
Yes. Change. The only thing constant is change. Listen, we have a friend of yours, Lisa Williams, saying, what? She's like,
hi, Lisa. I know. But I'll be back. You know, I'm coming back for pop-up and groups.
Yes.
And, all that.
and as you've said, you've been able to operate virtually. I know I see somebody put a cry emoji up. But, you know, in this virtual space, we will still be able to connect with you. Shout out to Joyce Hargrave. She said, North Carolina welcomes you. Thank you, Joyce. See, you got listeners welcoming you. So North Carolina is great, but we'll be able to get all this wisdom all the time. And so you have a Facebook group too. How can people get in your Facebook group?
It is hashtag Take Back Your Life. And all they do is just request to come in and I will just approve you and you'll come in. And we've been doing 40 days of reflection, contemplation, and prayer. Oh. And we're on day, I forgot, we're pretty close. June 11th is the last day. But there were things that came up in my spirit around what I was writing about, what I was thinking about, what God was showing me during meditation and prayer. And so I was just putting some things out there that maybe other women were thinking about. And that's how this group really came to be, because there was a lot of comments. We're not alone in this, you know, we all have the same feelings, maybe not in exact same way, but we all have worry. We all have some fear and and we do know that together we're stronger.
Yeah. And let me answer just a quick comment from Periscope. We are live, Hannah, and I'm using a software called StreamYard that allows me to show Yolanda's beautiful face and all of our guests. So thank you, Hannah, for being with us. She was like, is this not live? Yes, we are live. So thank goodness for technology. Yes, we are live. So wonderful. So we have a couple ways that you can connect with Yolanda, definitely her Facebook group and or individual. You're available for individual coaching and consulting as well?
Yes.
Wonderful. And your website address one more time.
Yolanda@YolandaGray.com. And you can actually schedule a session there. There are three different ways that we can meet. And one of them is complimentary, 30-minute. And we can just get to, you know, just figuring out where you are and where you want to be. That's what it always comes down to in coaching. It's where you are. I'm tired of being where I'm at. Don't know what to do about it. And this is where I want to be, and I need some help to get there. And that's exactly what coaching is.
Wonderful. YolandaGray.com is there. So Yolanda, thank you so much for spending time with us today. And it's just always a pleasure. You have so much wealth of knowledge and information. So thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it. So much fun.
Yes. Thank you. All right, listeners, that is a wrap for today's show. As always, if you missed any portion of the show, or if you're like, hey, I just found out about Charvette Mitchell, you can jump over to charvette.com. That is the site that has all of the details, all of the deets about the Charvette Mitchell radio show and all of our past guests and future guests that are coming up. And I am Charvette Mitchell. I work with female entrepreneurs and a few lucky men to help them build their online platforms so that they generate more revenue with an amazing online brand. And I do that in a couple of ways with consulting services that are one-on-one and group coaching. And I also offer events and this platform, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So I'm really excited that you are here. You took time out. Thank you for all of our live viewers that were just so engaged. Great. Thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you for all Tracy and Wendy and my sister Kim. Hey, Kim. Yes. And it's, yes. Yeah, so Patricia, is it business or personal coaching? So Yolanda does personal coaching more in the life space. And I am doing more on the business visibility marketing side of coaching. So that's that. We're going to get out of your hair. Thank you for all of those that have tuned in from all across the world wide web. We appreciate you. The goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And you know what? I'm pretty sure we did that today. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to see you guys later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.